Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we love you guys. We want the very best for you, especially for your marriage, for those of you who are married. And so I open the doors today to our Intentional Living Center and invite you to come on in, have a seat. Let's sit around and share a little bit about how to make our marriages work. And in particular, what I'd like to have some of you stand up by calling and sharing with us how you took a marriage that wasn't working, a marriage that was in trouble, a marriage that was struggling, and you got intentional. And what did you do? What happened that turned that marriage around? We got people today who are in desperate need. They're going to hang on every word that you share today of what God has done in your marriage. If you're willing to stand up and share that, give me a call, 888-888-1717. Let's start the discussion. This is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And we're excited about this topic. I am so passionate. I know that there are some, maybe you today, you're on one camp or the other. In one camp are those who are in desperate need. You're maybe on the verge of losing your marriage, or at least in the level of mediocrity that is just getting by. And you're waiting to hear just a word of help and encouragement. And I'd like to have some stand up, some of our listeners, you stand up and tell the story, if you could, of how you bottomed out perhaps, but the side of what did you do? How'd you get intentional? I mean, what did you do that turned the tide and got you going in a new direction? Maybe you move from a 2 on the scale of happiness and marital satisfaction to a much higher number. What is it? How did you do it? What are the things that make that happen specifically? And I'd like to hear those. This is going to be the transfer of practical knowledge and experience from you to someone who's desperate to hear from you. 888-888-1717 is my number, 888-888-1717. And speaking of marriage,
June 2012, we were separated. I actually filed for divorce. And you know, there's a lot of backstory to what led to that, but what really matters is the restoration that happened after that point and the decisions that we made from that point forward.
I didn't even know why I was created. I would ask God, why did you even make me? Like, I'm just, and I didn't think I was lovable, and I certainly didn't think I was forgivable. You know, I fell into addiction, and that was a big part of what happened. And, you know, he, out of fear and anger, he was doing what he had to do to take care of him and our son. But it was when I actually truly believed that Christ loves me. You know, I had heard that, people say that, the Bible says, but I didn't believe it in my heart. And the day that I internalized that and actually believed that, everything changed for me, everything from that point forward. And he still couldn't stand me. It wasn't about that at that point. It was about me and Christ. And then as he began to change me and my heart and just awaken my spirit, he started going, wait a minute. And because he had already filed for divorce, he had kicked me out and I wasn't living at home. And he started seeing something change in me. And he's like, what's going on? And then God had started working in him separately. I mean, we weren't even together. And then it just, everything, God aligned everything. It's just amazing how we were meeting to discuss our son and who was going to have him when. And we ended up making a decision that day that, no, this is not what God wants for us.
We made a decision to be obedient, even though that's what neither one of us wanted.
That's Greg and Leah. These folks were at one of our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences. I think they were in Lubbock a while ago and really experienced an ongoing encouragement and freedom in their life. And, you know, when you think about it, if you're intending to be married for 50 years, the bulk of your life, the bulk of your days, the bulk of the hours that you're going to be alive, why not make it work? I mean, that's just common sense. Why not make it work? And we believe it's in intentional living that that happens. We got people standing up all over our audience who we're going to try to get the mic around to and hear their stories. You know, what was it that turned your marriage around? Let's start. Let's go. Amy, first in Michigan. Welcome to the program, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I appreciate your call. Tell us what happened in your marriage.
Well, first of all, we've been married for 17 years now. In the first part of our marriage, we were not living a Christian lifestyle. In 2009, my husband's sister passed away suddenly, and it just rocked our world. And our marriage kind of started to implode at that time. Within about 6 months after her death, I found the Lord, or the Lord found me, I should say, through a grief ministry class, and my life started to radically change, where his continued to stay on the same destructive path that it had been on. And as I was drawing closer to the Lord and recognizing the changes in our marriage, things were getting more and more difficult between us. But God just kept saying, stay put, showing me the scriptures where a godly wife could lead to her husband's salvation. You know, if you're become a believer and you're in a non-Christian marriage, that you need to, you're encouraged to stay where you are in the marriage. And so that's what I did. And I just kept doing what I felt the Lord wanted me to do, kept actively praying for him. And slowly but surely, you know, things got worse before they got better between us. But after time, when he came to the end of himself with a lot of people praying for him, we decided to just start cutting people out. We simplified our lives. We decided to choose our marriage, choose our family. He started to very slowly come to church with me. It was about, I think, 2011 at that time. But we were on the brink of divorce, definitely. Mm. And he, in time with a lot of prayer, came to know the Lord. In 2014, he was baptized. His life has just completely changed. But a huge part of what worked for us was we chose each other, and we chose to invest in our marriage and what we had in common. We'd been so distracted by our friendships and the busyness of this world that just pulls you away from each other.
Right.
And when we chose each other and made that a priority, things really started to change. And then when the
That's
Lord
cool.
came into the picture between us, he just worked a miracle.
Boy, that's a story of being, of decluttering your life and mm-hmm. getting really focused and being intentional on what's most important. Again, when we talk about declutter around here, we mean putting things of greater value ahead mm-hmm. of things of lesser value.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that, and God honored it in your marriage. That's exciting. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. Let's keep going. Nicole, she's over in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi there. Tell us what happened in your marriage. What got you to where you are today?
Last summer, we hit probably the darkest point anybody's ever had to go through. Our 17-month-old son died suddenly, and 3 months later, our baby girl was born. And the number one thing I found that we did almost immediately, and we had never done before, really, was pray together. And we started doing that intentionally every day, and then waking up and giving God thanks and giving him praise, because it's all for him and it's all his plan. And so that really got us through and got us to the point that we are now.
That's great. How are you doing today?
We're good. We're good. That's we got good. A healthy 8-month-old now. So,
hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how low... On a scale of, that's great, Nicole. On a scale of 1 to 10, how low did the number go, and how good is it today?
Probably at one point it was a 0, and now we're probably up at, you know, 9 or 10.
That's pretty good.
Some days are harder than others. It's a shipwreck, but God's in the picture every day, so.
That's exciting. Thank you, Nicole, for the encouragement today.
Yes.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. People are standing up all over the audience and saying, hey, hand me the mic. I want to tell the story. That's what we want. Just tell us the story. I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. More stories of success. You can have one, too. You may not feel like it, but listen carefully what people are telling you. They're getting their priorities straight. They're decluttering their lives. They're realizing that they have to hang on, and they get focused. And that's what makes a difference. More coming. Don't go away.
My name is Stephanie. Today's show is about secrets, and looking back, my marriage was almost built on secrets. My husband has bipolar disorder, and I ended up having an affair. He goes out gambling and to strip clubs, and I was seeking security, and neither of us really ever shared our feelings, and I never I had a secret that I didn't even realize myself that I wasn't happy in our marriage. When he found out that we had an affair, he quit taking his medicine and had a horrible manic episode, ended up in jail, ended up going to a hospital, and he's there right now getting well. I've been stripped of so much stuff in my life since this happened and no longer have a job and living intentionally by reading the Bible twice a day. I'm a new Christian, so digging into the Bible to learn more about how I can connect with God. I'm several times a day and I've seen God work just absolute miracles in my life. I listen to you guys every day and am just completely inspired by you guys. Your shows really do make a difference. Thanks a bunch. Bye.
Well, you're welcome, and we're glad to be here. You encouraged someone. You certainly did. And Teresa, I think, is ready to as well. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Hi.
All right, hand you the mic. Tell me, what have you done to make your marriage better?
I'm going to be married 22 years this month, and we've gone through a lot. He's a very macho, Mexican macho, you know, that... Very jealous and possessive at times. And I think I just learned to forgive him and accept him as he is. You know, we mm-hmm. got married. Now we have four children. And you do it mostly because of your faith and love of God. And I think for your children as well. And so they could see that example that you give to them. And I think my husband has... he used to insult me and say things to me, and I think he's learned that I'm not going to let that get in my way of becoming happy. He sees that I forgive him, and I move on. And I think my faith, I think it's given me all the strength that I need to keep going. And like I said, this month will be our 22nd. Year.
Well, congratulations on 22 years. And we know that in marriage, when we hit these rough spots, we ought to be growing. We ought to learn what God's intention is and how we communicate, love one another. It's a message to us as men, how we affect our wives, and wives, how you affect your husband. But one of the things that Teresa said that I want to reinforce is that whenever we're in a situation where we think we can change another person, we think that we can be the Holy Spirit for another person or change. We can't. And there are times you have to draw boundaries. There's times you have to say, you know, that's just not acceptable in a marriage. We talk about that clearly at our marriage conferences. But at the same time, we can also try to constantly be changing a person. And one of the things I write about in the book Star for Affection is about what I call active respect in marriage, where you actively respect a spouse enough to say, I love you so much, I'm willing to hold you accountable because I love you. I'm not going to try to change you, but I am going to hold you accountable, which is an important thing to do. Teresa, thank you for sharing your story today. We'll be praying for you. I hope the years ahead multiply and get even better.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for your call. You know, we got people standing up saying, hand me the mic. I want to share something I've learned about taking a marriage that's struggling and making it better. Maybe not all the way there. Maybe we move from a 2 to a 4, but it's getting better. Maybe move from a 4 to a 6 or a 5 to an 8. And we love hearing it. We got more to go. 888-888-1717. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Wow, there is a necessity when you're a parent. Patience. And for the month of June, we'd like to send you a brand new book that will help you raise your kids with patience. It's The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. When you give a gift of $100 or more, or any amount the Lord wants you to give, you'll get this study guide as our thanks. Then you're well on your way to becoming a fruitful parent. go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Thanks. Doing one thing today could mean a stronger marriage.
When I started to show my wife love, that's what saved our marriage.
Make a commitment to strengthen your marriage today. Register for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference with Dr. Randy Carlson coming this fall to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Sign up today and save big with Dr. Randy's early bird discount. Deadline June 30th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. I have a friend who's a pastor, and one of the things he's always reminding his congregation to do is to give God thanks when he answers their prayers. Well, I was glad to see that one of our prayer community members did exactly that. She said, "Praise God Almighty for healing my baby brother Jackson from the sickness he had." Well, thank you, big sister, for letting us know. And for those who prayed for Jackson, we thank you too. So if you need prayer or want to pray for others, join today at theintentionallife.com/prayer. Dr. Randy.
Hey, thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to the Intentional Living Center. A lot of encouragement today as we hear stories of marriages that made it. More still coming. Love to hear your story as well at 888-888-1717. Just before we get back to more of the calls coming in today, I just want to mention that your support is so vitally needed. Right now, the Intentional Living Center, we have an urgent need to help us eliminate the donation shortfall we've experienced over the last few months. And with your gift today, and I'm challenging you for $100 or more, that'd be a great help. And with that gift, we'd like to say thanks by sending you the Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, let's get back to the calls. Jay's in Michigan. Welcome to the program, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. We're having a beautiful day here.
Oh, send it our way. All right, tell me, how'd you turn your marriage around? What happened?
My husband and I got married in 1983, and shortly thereafter we found out we were going to have a baby, which neither of us thought we would because we had both been divorced before. Neither of us had had any children, and we were both older. I was in my 30s, and he was in his 40s. But I would say that the first half of our marriage was going along pretty good. But, you know, you go through struggles and losses and all of that, and probably around in year 15-ish, give or take a couple, we were developing a high amount of stress. I'd say we went from like an 8 marriage down to about a 2. And one day he was sitting at the table and he said, "I don't know, maybe we should just get separated." And I looked at him and I said, "Oh yeah, and then what will that accomplish? We won't talk to each other and then we'll get divorced." And I said, "The only way to get out of this divorce is one of us dies, and it's not going to be me." And I marched myself into the bathroom and started praying because I was like, well, I don't know if that was the right thing to say, but it got his attention and it was never brought up again. And what God started doing for us was bringing Christian people into our lives. We're both already saved, but we didn't have a church at that point. We didn't have support. Neither of us had family that lived close, so we were kind of isolated, which is always dangerous. And I was an at-home mom. I quit my job because I was able to. We had discussed that. So the stresses of being alive on this planet had come to a point where it had gotten pretty rocky for us. And the upshot of the whole thing is that as I prayed for my marriage, because I got married to stay that way, and I didn't want to go through another divorce. That was horrible. We didn't have any kids, and it was horrible. So I can't even imagine how heartbreaking it is for people that go through that with kids. But that was the big turnaround. And from there on, we started to realize that, okay, we've put up with each other as long as we have. Why? There's got to be something more than I'm just going to put up with this person. And God's been revealing to each of us the heart that we have for each other and the heart that we have for God. I'm actually a member of a church that's about 5 minutes away from our home.
we're going to celebrate 33 years in December. And I keep thinking in the last couple of years how I've seen little changes, because my husband's kind of, I'm not exactly sure what it was. It happened before I knew him, but he's been pretty angry for a while about something, and I've started to see some of that melt away. And I've just prayed for him constantly, and it's helped me, because it's just like, you know, we realize who else would put up with me?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
My husband puts up with me, and I put up with him, but it's more than that. It's developed into a knowledge that in itself is a level of love, because it isn't always cherries and whipped cream. You got to be able to love somebody even when you're down in the valley and not on the mountaintop.
Well, that's true. All right, Jay, thank you for your call from Michigan. I want to get Michael on here if I can. He's been waiting for a while. Michael, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, tell me, how'd you turn your marriage around?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my wife and I have been married for about 13 years. I hurt myself earlier in the marriage as a carpenter, and was on narcotic pain medicine. And I actually got addicted to the narcotic pain medicine, although I never would admit that I was addicted to it. My wife kept on trying to get me to get help to figure out something, because she saw that it was creating an issue with our marriage, and I did not see it. Finally, the last straw, she, about 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, she stood at the front door and she said, "Get out. I'm done. I can't do this anymore." You know, she tried so hard, and she took care of the family and was making the living. And I was just staying home, wallowing in my despair and my pain meds and everything. And so, I was devastated, and I ran right away to a narcotic or to a pain, I'm sorry, to a rehab center in California. And, while I was there, I was with, young people who were telling their stories of being shot and stabbed and living in alleys and heroin and all this stuff. And I thought, this is not where I'm supposed to be. And I went to my counselor, and my counselor said, "You know, you got to stay, because we think that there's something else. There's something more to your story." And I remember going into my bedroom, and I got on my knees, and I cried, and I prayed. And I just cried so hard. And I said, "God, you know, I can't do this anymore. I got saved when I was 17 years old, but I just never actually gave my life to Christ. I always said I was a Christian, but I never gave my life to Christ." And that night I just said, "I just want you to take everything, because I can't do it. It's obvious. I'm just screw everything up that I touch." And so, over the next few days, God just absolutely opened me up and revealed that not only did I have narcotic drug addiction, you know, currently at that time, but throughout my life, I was addicted to all kinds of different other drugs and alcohol and everything, and that I never even gave credence to. But anyway, long story short, as far as that goes, I came home. My wife saw that there was a change going on, and so she decided to hang in there for a little bit. We are actually just so much better than we have been in our whole marriage. I was telling Steve, who took my call, that I am actually 2 years and 9 months into my 30-day challenge when I started listening to the radio station.
Wow. Hey, Michael, I got to wrap it up. Sorry I have to, because there's more to your story. I'm glad that we've been able to be a part of it with the radio station. And just hang on. Stephen wants to talk to you, but thanks for sharing your story today, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, and you're two years, 9 months into a 30-day challenge. I like that. That's a great reminder. You know, today we've just scratched the surface with dozens of calls, people standing up we don't have time to get the mic to. Let me just say this. If your marriage is in trouble, it can be turned around. As you've heard today, get on your knees before God. Get your own heart right. Deal with the issues. Sometimes it's tough love. Sometimes it's tenderness. Sometimes it's drawing a line in the sand. Sometimes it's boundaries. Sometimes it's getting into counseling. Whatever it is, but you've made a commitment to say, "I am going to make this marriage work with God's help." And thank you for sharing your stories today.
Hi, this is Rob, and I've learned to be intentional by being compassionate to my wife and showing her love and being patient and kind and telling her that I appreciate her every day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm just calling in about your show today, how to have an intentional marriage. And the way to do it is to have God in the center of it, and you have to be intentional with that. As a man and a woman, when you're married, you have got to include God in everything, and you just have to pray together, and you just have to communicate. My wife and I have been married for 18 years, and all that, we weren't Christians, but the last probably about 15 have been, and it just gets better and better and better each and every year.
My wife and I went to the Intentional Marriage in Lubbock, Texas, and had a great time. Just wanted you to know that we have been really focusing on doing the right next one thing. And as far as the challenge that we come away with is we are reading more together, we're studying more together, praying more together, and seeking God's advice and direction and what He wants to do.
Wow, very encouraging. You know, hearing that reminder about our Love Your Marriage events that we've been on all over the country reminds me that we have another series beginning this fall, Intentional Love Marriage Conferences. And I'm going to be in Midland, Michigan, Jackson, Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the Phoenix area, both in Glendale and Chandler, and then in Tucson, all coming up October and November. And our staff have put together an early bird general admission discount deal for you for this month. And encourage those of you who'd like to plan ahead, and you can do it and save 25%. Of course, all the proceeds go back into the ministry anyway, but this is a way for you to save a little bit because we really want you to come and be a part of it, or you can get tickets for people that you know would benefit. Now, to find out the location and the exact dates, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on events. It's all there for you. Coming up, the Intentional Love Marriage Conferences this fall. The series begins, boy, before you know it. Also, I want to mention another thing, that Topeka is a very special place, and I'm going to get to be there along with Mark Schultz in just a few days. It's coming up on Friday night, June 16th. We got a night of music and ministry. Mark Schultz, award-winning artist, gets to sing. I get to share a little bit. It's going to be a great evening. And if you don't have your tickets yet, I encourage you, again, go to theintentionallife.com. Dare I share one more thing? I know there's a lot of information here, but we have a very special offer for those of you helping stand in the gap with us here at the ministry right now, called The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. Check it out when you go to theintentionallife.com. Thank you for your support. We'll see you tomorrow. We begin a brand new series on the power of one thing.